college grad to superhero. Today I'm talking about Blue Beetle. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I'm talking about Blue Beetle, which is one of the final DCEU movies before James Gunn got the helm. And I think this one is pretty good. And it's unfortunate it didn't really get the same kind of level of attention as a lot of the other DC projects do, including the Snyder Cut, for something I'll mention briefly. But it has kind of just been my observation that all of the best DCEU movies, with a handful of exceptions, have been the ones that mostly went under the radar, at least by comparison. So, without further ado, let's get started. One of the saddest things in moviedom is the perpetual fanboy defenses of the Snyderverse, or whatever plans were for director Zack Snyder's take on DC Comics heroes. They claim he never got a fair shot, or that his films were far or are better than Marvel's, and take pot shots at, well, all of the limited number of good movies that actually came out of this grand experiment. Said movies include Birds of Prey, Suicide Squad, and today's movie, Blue Beetle. Zolo Mariduena stars as Jaime Reyes, a recent college graduate who has dreams of pulling his family out of poverty and saving the family home. But when Jaime accidentally steps into a struggle for the control of the ultra-wealthy and powerful Cord Industries, he accidentally bonds with a powerful alien artifact called the Scarab that turns the young Jaime into a powerful hero. But can the reluctant hero save his family and his neighborhood before Cord turns the Scarab into a powerful weapon? I can hear a lot of the biggest critiques of this movie. It's another superhero origin story with familiar beats we've already seen a bunch of times already. But there's three big reasons I don't mind this. First and foremost, it's been a while since we've gotten a not-designed-for-larger-canon superhero origin story from any of the big players. There's vague references to the previous Blue Beetle and Batman, but that's about it. Otherwise, this is Jaime and his family's story. It also doesn't hurt that Jaime feels and acts like a young man with worries beyond being a superhero. As much as I've liked the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies, I think it's fair to note that his Peter Parker doesn't seem to have the same level of day-to-day problems that Tobey Maguire or even Andrew Garfield's did. He was introduced and then fought Thanos to save the universe in his next movie. He really didn't have time to worry about getting into college and stuff. In Blue Beetle, this manifests as Jaime being completely uninterested in being a hero because all he really wants is stability for his family, and this is just bringing chaos to his door. One of the few times in recent memory where refusing the call makes a ton of sense. Second is that while this movie does have its emotional moments, it's definitely more on the comedy side of things and is having a lot of fun with Jaime discovering what the Scarab can do and having a ton of fun with the family dynamics and letting George Lopez operate as a sidekick and wisecrack captain along with Melissa Escodobo as Jaime's live-in uncle and sister respectively. Their presence means this movie can be kind of meta while still feeling grounded. So say Jaime makes eyes with the pretty daughter of Ted Kord, they can tease him about it. Kind of a commentary on how these situations develop romance a lot of the time, but also right in the movie's established tone and characters. And finally, like any good movie in a familiar genre, the fun part isn't the story beats, it's the subtle differences between this and other stories that leans heavily on Mexican and Latin American experiences in America. In this case, the Reyes family comes from Cuba. For instance, one of the main thrusts of the movie is all about the Reyes family being unable to maintain their awesome little neighborhood and their tight Cuban neighborhood because Big Bad Cord Industries is putting them out for the sake of gentrification and real estate. It's basically a Miami neighborhood in everything but name, and definitely stands out in the hulking metropolis, literal and figurative, that most of our heroes operate in and around. And that's before we get into some subtle and not-so-subtle bits about how the villain is attempting to use a native artifact to turn it into a weapon for profit that will likely be used against populations it was stolen from in the first place, and the eventual reveal of the primary villain's backstory. When you put it all together, it's a lot of fun. Angel Manuel Soto manages the blend between emotional story beats, action set pieces, and comedy really well, and the entire cast are fantastic, including a star-making turn for Zolo Mariduena and Susan Sarandon's chewing scenery as our antagonist. In short, it's a superhero with heart and an identity, and that's a welcome thing nowadays. The verdict is, it's solid superhero fare. Distinctive when it needs to be, Blue Beetle succeeds where most of the DCEU failed, by having fun and having heart. 7 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews, discussions, and more. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe.